cliffcentral.com.
This is The Digital Influence with Ryan Hogarth. Stories of digital transformation in business, in relationships.
Today we're talking banking. On the show I talk about all sorts of, disruption to everything. Everything's changing and evolving in every industry in the world. And we've seen a progression of industries being affected. You know, one of the first was entertainment, specifically music, with the internet revolution. And at the moment you could digitize music, you could distributed across the internet, and that became a problem. And piracy was always an issue in music, but it became an epidemic as digitization happened, because now we could copy and share almost instantly. We saw the rise and fall of Napster and then other services. And then as bandwidth became more abundant and cheaper, we saw the same sort of thing happening with TV shows and movies and the Pirate Bay and all that sort of thing. And so these industries over the last 15 years or so have fundamentally shifted and changed. And I guess companies like Apple have benefited with iTunes and the billions of songs that are downloaded through them. And as digitization has affected the world, every industry is being affected. We know this. But probably one of the next big one to be seriously changed, disrupted, and affected is going to be in the financial services sector over the next 3 years. So that's what we're talking about today, banking. And I'm in a small boardroom at the offices of Cisco South Africa in Bryanston. And it's a regional manager, right? Regional sales manager, Garson Naidu, has taken some time out of his day before he disappears on leave to talk about this. So firstly, hello, Garson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good. Now, so there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about first, but let's... Firstly, I mean, we've seen already change in banking, and there's a move by banks to have apps and all that sort of thing. But what I'd like to talk to you about first is, from your point of view, what is the expectation now of customers? You know, the people at the end of banking, you know, as they see the world digitizing and banking digitizing, what is the expectation of today's banking customer?
So let me start from the perspective of digital disruption.
Yes. Right?
So digital disruption, we're seeing it in any industry, in every industry, like you've rightly said now. And there's a study that was published under the Global Business Transformation or Digital Transformation Institute that published a study called the Digital Vortex. And what they said in the study is that the construct of a vortex is the best way to describe or to understand how digital disruption is impacting industries. And they did many interviews and they went through, did a lot of research, and they came out with the concept of this digital vortex. And the idea behind it is as industries get closer and closer to this to this digital center, they become impacted more and more. And financial services, as you have said, is one of those industries that are being disrupted. Now, to answer your question about what are customers expecting, I think that customers from all industries, or customers in all industries, are expecting more digital influence in their engagement with customers, with the organizations that provide them with services. So from a customer perspective, and you would see it yourself, you demand more agility, you demand more speed, you demand more responsiveness, and this is what digital technologies are actually affording the industries to allow to incorporate into their value propositions to their customers. So customers are expecting digital transformation or expecting digital technology and offerings from industry. So that's what I see happening in the industry.
It's an interesting thing. You know, one of the things that seems to happen is, you know, traditionally a customer would compare a brand against a similar brand in the industry, mm-hmm. and go, well, you know, I prefer this brand because of cost or service or whatever it might be. But we're seeing now that customers are not discriminating industry based. It's so now you aren't being judged against other companies that are similar to you. You're being judged against my last great experience with an app or some piece of technology. And so it's an interesting thing. And I assume banking customers are pretty much the same. You know, they're going, well, you know, I can get on to Take a Lot and order something, it'll be with me in a couple of days. How come I can't get onto an app at the bank and have, you know, stuff delivered to me or my services done? So, yeah, I mean, I think you're correct in that. So Now let's move to the other side of things. And one of the features of disruption and why I think it is called disruption is that every industry that has been affected seems to have been caught a little bit by surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't think it would happen to them, and then suddenly it did, and they're behind. So we have a customer expectation growing where, generally speaking, with banks, and we know some are better than others, that's, we understand that, but generally speaking, in terms of if you plotted customer expectation on a graph, where does the readiness of the banking industry sit relative to that now? Ready, ahead of the curve, far behind, desperate, what's the situation?
That's a very interesting question. I think it's different for different banks.
Sure.
Different banks serve different customers with different expectations, as you say. But what we're doing as Cisco is we've created a digital distribution platform, and it's actually something that's come out of this Cisco South Africa's local office, right?
Okay.
So the digital distribution platform allows customers to interact with the bank in various ways, in different ways, and allows the bank to actually channel particular interactions to particular customers, so segmenting their market in particular digital interactions. The intelligence behind it is it elevates that customer experience. Mm. So I want to talk quickly about trends that are happening in the industry, technology industry. So from an IoT perspective, and you would have heard the Internet of Things perspective, what's happening is that in this technology trend, we're connecting more and more things. We're connecting more and more sensors, and we're getting more and more data. As we're getting more and more data, we're using more analytics to get more actionable insights from there. So let's think about this digital distribution platform. The idea behind this digital distribution platform is to allow banks to increase their distribution reach, but reduce their distribution costs. Right? And that's one of the benefits of technology. It's how to create efficiencies in your organization. The other benefit of the technology is how do you have closer, intimate customer experience and more tailored customer experience. So imagine if a customer calls in and you call in to your bank. Very often you get a very generic process that you interact with, but imagine if they could put you through to somebody that had your interests, that you could talk about the sport that you had on the weekend, you could identify more, and you could trust that bank. And what's very important in the banking industry, for a customer to trust their bank, they have your money, right?
Mm.
Right. And all of that trust is how do you increase that trust, and how do you increase that engagement with the customer?
And that's a massive problem in recent history, isn't it? I mean, people are very weary of banks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, Karen.
So the technology trends are allowing certain evolution in the engagement or the customer experience is allowing you to build trust. Things and as we're going on, we find that customers are engaging more and more remotely with banks, right, for certain transactional processes within the bank. And the other thing that comes into this, how do you build in that virtual authentication? How do you know that you are speaking to who you're speaking to? So underlying in connecting this Internet of Things is how do you build security into this? And security and authentication and remote authentication becomes very important. Mm. So the technology layers are now there for the banks to use them, or the financial service industry to leverage them to engage closer and with their customers in a secure manner.
All right, so obviously you as Cisco, you're a technology company, you're very excited about it, which is great. How excited are the banks? I mean, the people you call your customers, the guys you're working with, how excited are they in moving in this direction, adopting these platforms, using more and more technologies?
I think we came from a point, Ryan, where people were looking at digital technology and saying, you know, the model of the bank, that the traditional model of the bank is no longer going to exist. But I think that's wrong, right? That banking, as I mentioned, is a place for transactional type of technology, the technology that will enable the normal day-to-day transactions. But there's also a space in the bank where you would need a closer advisory type of engagement, where you want to engage with somebody, you want their advice. It's a human interaction that needs to take place. You would have probably come across the term the bionic bank. Mm-hmm. It's a blend of how you automate or use these technologies, but how you also keep that human touch in place. Right. So banks are certainly moving there. in all of our customers, I think there's initiatives to move towards a digital technology. It's how they adopt the technology in a manner that's going to be successful and help them transform. It's not going to be one big bang approach.
Of course.
It's going to be a transformation. It's going to be an evolution. It's going to be how the customers start then engaging with that bank and responding to this evolution as well.
But so is there now the realization that this is the way we have to go? So they're willingly moving in that direction. Do you find yourself having to... Is there less and less resistance to move in that direction?
Absolutely, absolutely, okay. Right. There's certain challenges, there's certain inherent challenges, right? There's legacy systems, technology, and that type of thing. So it's a difficult decision for a bank. And that's why we've, as Cisco, have created this industry focus where we're helping our customers transform and evolve into the new space.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I was having that thought. You know, I think traditionally, you know, in the old days, a bank's relationship with a technology company was quite simple. We need this many PCs, we need to network this, come and make it happen. Whereas now, do you find yourself having a far greater consulting role where you're bringing ideas and their thoughts and sort of between the two of you, you're now looking at where you go in the future?
It's absolutely a consultative process, mm-hmm. right? Where we are the thought leaders in technology and we understand the technology and what it can bring to you, but the banks understand their business, right? And we need to create a blend between these two, right? We need to create a middle ground. And that's a consultative process,
yes.
that we engage in. Okay, let's show you how we can help you. Let's share what other customers are doing from around the world. Is this going to work here in South Africa? Right, that type of engagement is ongoing, and we're finding it more and more with my account managers that work very closely with the customers to start evolving and developing this. A case in point is the connected ATM.
Yes.
So the connected ATM is actually a security solution that we've put together from South Africa. It was in response to the ATM bombings.
Yes.
Right. Now the connected ATM is sort of an ATM that's alive, right? It has all of these sensors and it communicates all of this data from these sensors on the ATM back into a central network. But what this ATM can do is it can actually start predicting when it's going to be tampered with. There's various other things that it can do. It has video analytics. It can sense. You could use the video analytics and measure people's gestures. You could measure if somebody's in distress. But at the same time, because everything is now becoming connected with this IoT type of phenomenon or technology, you are now looking at this ATM can then call for help.
So it's live as it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing about this is that it was developed here in South Africa in this offices, right? But it's now being used internationally. This local solution is being internationally. There's similar challenges happening in India, similar challenges happening in Europe, and so
have these rolled out.
I'm sensitive about talking too much about
this because
it's a security solution, but we're in a pilot stage at the moment with one of the banks.
Okay, fine. So it is. It is something out there, something happening. And when you talk about the interest internationally, India and other places you've mentioned, is where is it in development for those areas?
So I think we are leading it here from a Cisco perspective.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about this is that you're not limited with a technology solution.
Yes.
What you're getting is you're getting a lot of data. Right. And it depends on the analytics, the software that you use on top of this data, right? And how you extract the intelligence or the actionable insights from the data to deliver on certain things, to help you predict that the ATM is now going to be attacked, to help you predict that somebody that's using my ATM is actually in trouble, so can I send somebody over to help them out, the closest security guard? It's what you do.
Absolutely.
So the data allows you to actually, as an organization, now find creative ways of solving your challenges.
All right, good. So banking is going digital. We know that. Mm-hmm. So, and there is a growing momentum within the industry to catch up where they need to, mm-hmm. and hopefully to extend and move ahead, mm-hmm. in order to drive innovation and disruption forward. So my last question to you, and it's a very quick one. How would you define digital transformation? Because it's the big buzzword currently, and In your words, in your mind, what is digital transformation? Short answer.
Digital transformation is a process that's going to have an end state that's very different to where to the original state that let's say a bank has started off with, and it's going to deliver incremental value, better customer experience, and more insight for the organization in the customer.
Gassan Naidoo, thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me and to sit down and talk about digital transformation in banking. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, and it's been a great pleasure.
Awesome, thank you.
You just listened to The Digital Influence with Ryan Hoyt. CliffCentral.com.